This is a Fox News alert. At the polls, I'm Lisa LaSera. Polls in Virginia and Georgia are now closed as runoff elections are held in three southern states to decide who moves on to the general election.
The Alabama race most will watch tonight is for the GOP nomination to succeed Senator Richard Shelby. Katie Britt and Congressman Mo Brooks will vie for that. Democrats Yolanda Flowers and Malika Sanders Fortier will square off for the right to face Governor Kay Ivey. In Georgia's 10th district, both races will run off tonight. Democrats Tabitha Johnson Green and Jessica Fore, as well as Republicans Mike Collins and Vernon Jones. Also, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will find out who his November opponent will be as Democrats B. Nguyen and D. Dawkins Hagler face off. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Polls in Alabama's runoff election close in about an hour. A bipartisan group of senators has reached a deal on gun reform. They say it will keep schools safe and reduce the threat of violence across the country. Votes on the measure could come this week. At today's hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot, Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger testified about then-President Trump's phone call asking him to find over 11,000 votes for him.
What I knew is that we didn't have any votes to find. We'd continue to look. We investigated, like I just shared the numbers with you. There were no votes to find. That was an accurate count that had been certified.
Today's hearing focused on what the committee said was a pressure campaign by Trump to reject state tallies. A California jury has found Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. The woman, who is now 64, is awarded $500,000. The decision comes nearly a year after Cosby's criminal conviction was thrown out and he was freed from prison. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The South Dakota Senate has convicted Attorney General Jason Roundsburg in an impeachment trial over a 2020 car crash where he struck and killed a pedestrian. The conviction triggers his immediate removal from office. After a weekend of flight cancellations and delays, the pilots at one major U.S. airline hit the picket line this week, saying they're overworked and underpaid.
Southwest airline pilots are picketing outside the company headquarters in Dallas, warning of a rough summer travel season ahead. Southwest Airlines Pilot Association President Captain Casey Murray told Fox 4 in Dallas their union needs a better contract, with the amount of extra work they're doing that they're not getting paid for.
I think all of our guests are seeing where pilots aren't in position to operate their flight. They're taking delays. There's cancellations at times. We're tired of saying I'm sorry on every flight.
During the pandemic, many were furloughed. Some airlines encouraged early retirement packages for pilots, but rehiring attendants and pilots requires a time-consuming retraining process as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Commuters in Britain left scrambling as the union calls a strike.
It's the biggest work action in 30 years, leaving passengers stranded. Trains screeching to a halt with about 4,500 of the usual trains in service running on the tracks, leaving no service for most of Scotland, Wales, and England. About 40,000 staffers walking off the job Tuesday, and they will again Thursday and Saturday, angry over what they earn and job security. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says commuters must stay the course, urging management and unions to agree on a deal. The London Underground was also mostly closed, tube workers launching a strike to coincide with the rail action. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Researchers from the University of Colorado are studying fireflies native to the Great Smoky Mountains to determine whether understanding the way they communicate could help with developing robot communication. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.